Middle schoolers want independence. How do we help them take ownership without burning out or giving up? In today's homeschool challenge, I'm going to be sharing why effort isn't enough and what actually builds confidence, motivation, and real-world readiness. Hey, I'm Marina Joy. Welcome to week five of the 12-week homeschool challenge. This week is a pivotal shift, one that most homeschool families don't talk about out loud. We're going to go beyond just try your best and help your tween understand that results matter, but only when the task is actually doable. We'll talk about why just trying can actually backfire, what kind of tasks build confidence and capability, and how to raise the bar just the right amount so your kid grows, not crumbles. You've probably said it. Just do your best. And we mean it. We want our kids to try. But let's be real. If you've seen your kid at the table for an hour staring at a blank page, maybe they're even crying. At the end of it, nothing is done. If you are a homeschool mom, this has been a likely scenario in your home. No shame. This is homes all across the country, around the world. This is what happens. So, we're going to talk about why and what we can do about it. Now, the thing is, they tried. They really did. In their mind, they tried. But the assignment was too much for whatever reason. Maybe they couldn't even figure out where to start. They didn't have those skills yet. That's not building resilience. That's defeat dressed up as effort. Now, research shows that activities that gently stretch your children's abilities to help them tolerate small amounts of healthy stress are good. So, we're going to talk about that. Now, they don't just need encouragement. They need tasks they can actually complete with a bit of stretch. Nobody wants to do things that are just easy. Oh, I just did that. There's no sense of pride of accomplishment doing that. So we want to stretch a little bit. That's where true confidence grows. Your tween is going to learn they can do hard things. Now, here's the thing. What you think is a hard thing and what they think is a hard thing might not match up. So, what we need to do is figure out what is hard for them, and then how can we break that down, give them a piece of that hard thing to do with a little bit of stretch, and then another piece, and then another piece, and we keep stretching, stretching, stretching until that whole hard thing is done. But along the way, they'll have accomplished each of those hard things. And they're going to feel amazing. Not during the process, because it is hard. They do need to persevere. There is that sense of, oh, I just have to get it done. But the having it done feels really good. And that's what we want to show them. And then you're not going to be caught in this loop of pep talks and dealing with tears from them over and over and over. And you think, how is this what homeschooling is? Because if this is it, why did I sign up? It doesn't have to be that way. So let's think about this. Let's say your tween wants to build a model airplane. Okay, fabulous. I bet they are going to wake up early. They are going to skip snacks. They are going to watch YouTube videos on how to do it. They're going to try and fail and try and fail and try again because the goal is theirs. They can see the finish line. They see on the box what the plane is supposed to look like. They see the instructions. They follow the instructions, trying to get it to look like the picture on the box. They clearly see what it's supposed to look like. Now, we need to do that same kind of offer that same kind of clarity when we're telling our tweens what they need to do for the day, they need to know what done looks like. So instead of saying, do your math, what if we tried, okay, your goal today is to complete these 10 questions and then come get the answer key and check your work. So it's very clear what done looks like. They're going to start to feel confident knowing, I just have to do these 10 questions. Maybe 10 questions is too much. You start with five. I just have to do these five questions. You adjust it to what is easy plus one for your kid. Maybe yesterday they did five questions. You're like, okay, the stretch today is doing more questions of the same kind. Or maybe it's doing five questions, but there's a new concept entered in those questions. And you're going to shift from being this taskmaster, do this, do this, do this, get your nose on the paper, let's write this. Not that you're like that, but you know, we want them to get it done, and it gets frustrating when they sit there and nothing happens, right? So you're going to switch from looking like that taskmaster to becoming a coach. And this is what the tween years is all about, is being that coach. Okay, where when you were parenting the younger years, you had to tell them every single thing to do every single time. They didn't know. Now, in this next phase, you're moving into coaching. We want to empower our kids to do the things. So we're going to say, hey, okay, we're going to do these 10 math questions. Have a chat about it. Yes, that is doable. Excellent. How are you going to do it? You have an hour to do it. And you're going to get fewer conflicts because you're coaching, you're having the discussion, you're considering what they're capable of and stretching just a little bit. Now, this easy plus one that I have mentioned here, that I first heard from Andrew Podua. He is with Institute for Excellence in Writing, and he says, get your kid to do one thing and then add more. So for example, if you're writing a paragraph, you might say, okay, write five sentences. And then the plus one is now add a metaphor. You're adding one thing. You're not saying, write a five paragraph essay, make sure there's three similes, make sure you're using complex sentences, sentence variety, all of these different things. You're saying, write five sentences and add one thing. And then once they are able to do that, then expand. Now, if you said the right five sentences, the kid that finishes that is going to say, huh, I did it. They might not say it out loud, but there's this feeling of internal feeling of accomplishment versus, you know, write this essay with all of these items that need to be included. And they're overwhelmed. They're gonna go to the bathroom 15 times. You know what I mean. They're going to progress faster when we just challenge them a little bit at a time. They're gonna lean into that challenge instead of spending all their day in the bathroom trying to avoid it. And you are gonna see that this consistent effort over time is going to yield results. They're going to be more confident and accomplished because they are actually going to be finishing tasks. Take a minute and think about the last time your tween followed through on something. Anything. Maybe they cooked lunch. Maybe they cleaned their room, even if you asked them to. Maybe they finally solved a problem. They did something that required them to go through to the end. Do you remember the look on their face? The mix of pride and like, look what I did, the feeling of accomplishment that they had. Now imagine if every day included a moment like that. How would your homeschool life change? How would their education trajectory change? How would your relationship change? They're going to start being more confident. You're going to come in as a coach, making sure the work isn't too easy to be boring. Nobody wants to do boring, easy work, right? But also not so difficult that it feels hopeless. That's your job as the coach. And they're going to rise to that challenge because they can complete the things. This builds their confidence. It teaches them the benefits of grit. They might not like doing the work in the moment, but when it is done, they will take pleasure in that. There's that quote about, I don't like writing, I like having written. That's the idea. And twins, they crave that finish line feeling, the same as you and I do. It feels good to be done something, right? It feels good to start working on something you know you can finish. And you're going to stop feeling like a broken record, telling them over and over and over. You're going to be talking about different things. You're going to be coaching them, but it's not going to be this nagging and this relationship wrecking, constantly not feeling like your kid is doing the thing and they're not feeling like they're accomplishing anything. Nobody wins then. And let's be honest, I worked on it, doesn't cut it in real life. So if you have been letting your kid work on it, whatever it is, the hard truth is when they get out into the workforce, it doesn't work. If you tell your boss, I tried really hard, I worked on it, but I didn't finish, it doesn't fly. So why are we going to train our kids to expect gold stars for half-done work? Let's not do that. Let's introduce some gentle real-world accountability. We are going to coach them. It's going to be like, you have 30 minutes to finish these 5 math questions. If you finish early, great, you've got some free time. Oh, okay. Now there's some motivation. Motivation to complete the task. They're going to be more focused because they want that extra time. Just make sure that those 5 questions, it is possible for them to get it done in the allotted time. And that it's that easy plus one kind of principle. Now, you might have to spend a little bit of time experimenting. Use a timer. I use a timer for everything in the real world because I have to get work done in a time frame. That's reality. So, whatever it takes to help your child accomplish the work in the time they have available, do it. They will learn how to pace themselves. They're not going to get it right the first time. Maybe the first time they get 3 questions done in 30 minutes. Okay, so now you know. So next time, well, let's try for 4. Or let's try for 3 again because there's a new concept in there. So you just make it easy plus one. But you're having these conversations and you're being the coach. So this week, as you're thinking about your homeschooling, how you're interacting with your child, what's working, what's not, this is not about pushing harder. It's about noticing what is working and then building on that. It's about helping your tween shift from I tried to I finished. Not just barely finished, but finished in a way that feels good, that builds confidence, that makes them want to try again tomorrow. And that happens when you give them the right size challenge, when you make room for completion, not just effort, which might mean that you break up that big project into bite-sized chunks that they can accomplish so they can complete multiple things for a bigger goal. And we celebrate progress. This time it took 30 minutes to do that. Okay, maybe it was a 10-minute task. It took 3 times as long. All right, but you finished. So can you be more efficient next time? Maybe. But then you know how much time to allot for the different tasks. And when your tween sees what they are capable of and just a little beyond what felt easy yesterday, they are going to be motivated because they know they can do it. Now, if you'd love support putting this into practice, grab the Week 5 Challenge Guide. Go ahead, click the link below, sign up for the challenge. You will get the guide. We've got some reflection questions in there to talk through how to get this easier, frameworks to help you implement this in your day, and you do not have to figure it out alone. So go ahead, join the 12-week challenge, and let this be the week where things start to click. I'll see you next week.